From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Iran and major international powers continue nuclear negotiations in Vienna Wednesday after blowing through a second self-imposed deadline. Negotiators have given themselves until Friday to come up with a comprehensive deal. The original deadline was set for June 30th and is now extended to July 7th. Federica Mogherini is the European Union's foreign policy chief.
We are moving forward. We entered into the most difficult and sensitive part of the talks. We touched the difficult things, which is sometimes painful but needed if you need to get to an agreement. So I'm not talking about extension. I'm talking about taking the hours we need to try to complete our work.
Meanwhile, a senior Iranian negotiator, Abbas Araghchi, said no deadline is sacrosanct, insisting Tehran would continue talks as long as it's necessary. Myanmar has announced that the country's long-awaited national election will be held on November 8th. That date was confirmed Wednesday by the Union Election Commission director, according to VOA's Burmese service. The opposition National League for Democracy is expected to continue its strong performance at the polls. Chinese stocks continue to tumble Wednesday, prompting Beijing to warn of a panic sentiment by investors and unveil a series of desperate new measures to stop the three-week slide. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index closed down nearly 6%, while the Shenzhen Composite slid 2.5%, continuing a crash that has wiped out $3.2 trillion of market value since mid-June. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said he is confident of meeting an end of the weak final deadline that European leaders have given him to reach a bailout deal. In a speech Wednesday to the European Parliament, Prime Minister Tsipras also defended his country's reluctance to agree to tough austerity measures in exchange for financial aid. Meanwhile, following an emergency meeting Tuesday, Eurozone leaders said they were unimpressed with the latest proposals by Mr. Tsipras. Jean-Claude Juncker, president of the European Commission, says the Eurozone is prepared for all scenarios.
We have a Grexit scenario prepared in detail. We have a scenario as far as humanitarian aid is concerned. And we have, and that's the scenario I most prefer, a scenario how to deal with the problem now, keeping Greece as a member of the euro area.
Meanwhile, a European Union Economics Affairs Commissioner says he believes a deal can be reached by Sunday when all 28 members of the EU will meet to discuss the crisis. Elements of the Afghan Taliban participated Tuesday night in a groundbreaking meeting with Afghanistan's of the Afghan Parliament and other national and international stakeholders in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. The dialogue was welcomed by White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
This is an important step in advancing prospects for a credible peace. The United States commends the government of Afghanistan's prioritization of peace and reconciliation efforts with the Taliban. And we both acknowledge and appreciate Pakistan's important efforts to host these conversations.
Pakistani officials, meanwhile, warn the process is going to be long and complicated, and quick breakthroughs should not be expected. Pope Francis urged a crowd of more than 1 million people in the Ecuadorian capital of Quito to unite in their belief and help spread the Roman Catholic faith on the continent. The pontiff addressed the vast crowd in Quito's Bicentennial Park on Tuesday. It's the second day of his three-nation South American tour. Francis told the gathering that in a world divided by wars, violence, and individualism, Catholics should be builders of unity. Hundreds of adrenaline-fueled runners sprinted Wednesday in front of six bulls during Pamplona's week-long San Fermín Festival in northern Spain. Large numbers of both local and international runners took part in the morning festivities. One man sustained serious injuries and was taken to a hospital in Pamplona, while a second man was slightly gored by a bull, according to local health officials. The animals completed the 846-meter-long run in 2 minutes and 14 seconds. You can read more details on that at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.